All right, so are you ready to like dive deep into yourself? Because today we're going to be taking a look at Gabrielle Bernstein's book, Self Help. And the title, it's like super straightforward, right? But the ideas in this book are anything but simple. It's based on this concept called internal family systems,
IFS.
or IFS. And let me tell you, it has really shifted my perspective on, well, myself.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's so fascinating how IFS like really helps us understand that, we're not just one personality, but rather like this whole system of different parts inside of us. And what I think is so cool about it is that it's not about saying like, oh, this part is good or this part is bad, but really just trying to understand the roles that they play and like where they come from.
And I'll admit, like when I first heard about having all these different parts inside me, I was like, I don't know about that. Like it sounded a little woo-woo to me.
For sure.
But then Bernstein's opening chapter, where she talks about feeling like such a fraud while writing a self-help book. I mean, like, so relatable.
Totally.
It made me think, okay, maybe there is something to this whole parts thing.
Yeah, I think that's what's so great about Bernstein's approach is that she uses her own personal experiences to like make these big ideas really accessible. And I think that story in the beginning is a perfect example of, how these parts can just like show up in kind of unexpected ways,
Totally.
even when we think we have it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's like break down this whole parts thing a bit more. So Bernstein introduces us to four key players in the IFS model. And first up, we've got the exiles. And these are the parts of us that hold our deepest hurts and vulnerabilities. And they often stem from, childhood experiences.
And what I think is so powerful about IFS is that it helps us to see these exiles not as weaknesses, but as like wounded parts of ourselves, that need compassion and understanding. And there's this really striking example in the book where Bernstein talks about having this vivid dream, and it actually uncovered this repressed trauma that she had. And what's interesting is that this dream ended up like leading to some pretty serious stomach issues for her.
Whoa, okay, so we're talking like a real mind-body connection here.
Totally. And it makes you wonder like how often we might be like dismissing physical symptoms without really considering, those underlying emotional
It's
factors.
pretty mind-blowing. So alongside the exiles, we've got the protectors. And as the name suggests, these parts are all about like shielding us from pain. And often, in ways we don't even realize. So Bernstein breaks these down into like two categories: managers and firefighters.
Yeah, so the managers, they're kind of like our everyday coping mechanisms, right? So think like the perfectionist or the people pleaser, the overachiever, always on trying to keep things under control and prevent, those exiles from being exposed. And the book gives this example of a woman named Sarah, and she has this shaming part. And it really developed as a way to cope with, her emotions being dismissed as a child.
Oh, wow. That is so insightful. Like, it makes you think about all the ways we develop these patterns without even realizing it. But then when things get really intense, that's when the firefighters step in.
So the firefighters are like the ones who come in with the heavy artillery when those managers can't quite handle the situation. So these are the parts that often drive us towards more like extreme behaviors, things like addiction or self-sabotage as a way to just like numb out or escape the pain.
And Bernstein, she like really doesn't hold back when it comes to sharing her own experiences with this. She talks pretty openly about her struggle with workaholism as a way to avoid dealing with her trauma.
And I think it's this honesty that makes the book so compelling because it normalizes these struggles and helps us to see, we're not alone in like facing these firefighter tendencies. But here's the thing, like the book doesn't just leave us stuck with these parts, running the show. It introduces this really interesting process for connecting with them and understanding their intentions.
Okay, tell me more, because this is where I started to get really intrigued.
So Bernstein outlines this four-step process called checking in with your parts.
Okay.
And it's not about battling them or trying to get rid of them, but really about approaching them with curiosity and compassion.
So it's like instead of seeing these parts as like the enemy, we start to see them as messengers that are trying to tell us something important.
And that shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful.
All right, so walk us through this checking in process a bit more. What's like the first step?
So the first step is all about noticing when you're triggered, recognizing those moments when you're feeling overwhelmed by a certain emotion or, reacting in a way that just doesn't feel aligned with your true self. It's about pausing and making that conscious choice to turn inward,
right,
instead of letting those parts completely take over.
And that sounds like a challenge in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we're, you know, so used to just reacting on autopilot.
Totally.
But I guess that's where the practice comes in.
Absolutely. It's a skill we develop over time.
Mm.
But once we start to get better at recognizing those triggers,
right,
that's when the real magic can happen.
Okay, so what's like the next step in this checking in process?
So once you've acknowledged, you know, that a part is activated, the next step is to approach it with curiosity.
Okay.
So instead of judging it or trying to push it away,
right,
you get curious about its message.
Mm-hmm.
What is this part feeling?
Right.
What does it need? What is it trying to protect me from?
So it's like becoming this inner detective, you know, yeah, investigating all these hidden parts of ourselves.
Exactly. And that's where I think the real transformation begins.
I can't wait to hear more about like the rest of this process and how it all comes together.
So we were talking about, and you're noticing when you're triggered and getting, yeah, curious about like what part is showing up. But then there's this really crucial piece that comes in, and that is offering compassion.
Okay.
So it's not about, you know, battling that part or trying to silence it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning to meet it with understanding and kindness.
Okay, this is where I really started to see the power of IFS.
Yeah.
It's like we're not trying to get rid of these parts of ourselves.
Right.
But rather learning to work with them in this like more compassionate way.
Exactly. And I think often, you know, just the act of listening to these parts with empathy,
mm-hmm,
that can like create a major shift within us, you,
yeah,
know, because a lot of these parts developed when we were young,
right,
often as a way to cope with difficult experiences.
Right.
So they might be operating from, you know, a place of fear or like outdated beliefs.
It's like those parts are kind of like frozen in time.
Yeah.
Still trying to protect us from those hurts of the past.
Totally.
So what does offering compassion to these parts like actually look like, you know, in practice?
So in the checking in process, the third step is all about asking that part what it needs.
Okay. So maybe it needs to be heard. Maybe, right, it needs reassurance. Maybe it needs space to rest.
Mm-hmm.
The book gives like lots of great examples of, you know, how to actually have these internal dialogues with your parts.
That's so fascinating. I'm picturing it almost like having a conversation with like different aspects of yourself.
Totally. Yeah. And what's really cool is that like as you start to offer compassion to these parts,
mm-hmm,
you start to notice something really interesting happening. And the book calls it checking for C qualities.
Okay. Yeah. I remember reading about this. What are C qualities again?
So C qualities represent, you know, those positive attributes of our core self.
Okay.
So things like calmness, clarity, curiosity, compassion, connectedness.
Okay.
And as we engage with our parts, you know, in a more loving way, we start to feel these C qualities just like naturally emerging.
So it's like a sign that our true self is starting to take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And offering like that wisdom and guidance that's always been there within us.
Exactly. And Bernstein, she gives this really relatable example
of how this played out for her, you know, during a stressful workday.
Mm.
So she noticed her controlling part was kind of like taking over.
Right.
But instead of getting caught up in that energy, she took a moment to check in with that part and offer it compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And as she did that, she felt this sense of calm and clarity coming through.
It's like even someone who's written a book about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Still has to actively practice these tools in their own life.
Oh, for sure. This is an ongoing process. And I think the book does a great job of emphasizing that, you know?
Right.
It's not about becoming perfect or never, you know, experiencing those triggered moments again.
Right.
It's about developing this new way of like relating to those parts of ourselves.
Yeah. And this whole concept of core beliefs is something that like really stood out to me in the book.
Yeah.
You know, it ties in with a lot of Bernstein's previous work on manifesting and, mm-hmm, you know, creating the life we want.
Oh, yeah. That's a really interesting connection. I think it's like the book is saying that true transformation doesn't just come from like surface level affirmations or wishful thinking.
Right.
But from like addressing those deeper beliefs that might be holding us back.
It makes you think about all those times we might try to manifest something.
Yeah.
But then like self-sabotage or get in our own way.
Right. And I think the book suggests that a lot of those, you know, self-sabotaging behaviors actually stem from those protector parts,
mm-hmm,
trying to keep us safe from, you know, potential hurt or disappointment.
Right.
So maybe we have this belief, you know, that we're not worthy of love or success.
Right.
And those beliefs actually developed as a way to protect us from getting hurt in the past.
So instead of just trying to like force ourselves to think positive thoughts,
right,
IFS helps us to like get curious about where those limiting beliefs came from and what those parts are trying to protect us from.
Exactly. And by understanding those parts with compassion, we can start to like shift those beliefs from the inside out.
Yeah.
And Bernstein actually includes this journaling exercise where you can actually like check in with those beliefs and allow them to kind of like express themselves on paper.
That sounds really powerful.
Yeah.
It's almost like giving those parts a voice and allowing them to be heard in this like safe space.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You know, it creates the space for the self,
right?
That wise and compassionate core of our being,
right?
To like emerge and offer a different perspective.
I love how IFS emphasizes that we already have everything we need within us.
Yeah, it's not about, you know, acquiring something outside of ourselves, but really about uncovering that inner wisdom and strength that's always been there.
Now, speaking of things that are already within us,
yeah,
the book dedicates a whole chapter to anxiety.
Yes.
Which is something I think, you know, a lot of our listeners are going to resonate with.
Oh, for sure.
And the book's perspective on anxiety is quite different from what we typically hear.
Yeah.
You know, instead of seeing it as something to like fear or avoid.
Yeah.
Bernstein encourages us to approach it as a protector part that's trying to shield us from deeper pain.
Okay, that's interesting because we often hear advice about like fighting anxiety or trying to push it away.
Yeah.
But the book is saying that like resistance might actually make it stronger.
It's like when you try to push a beach ball underwater.
Yeah.
It just like pops up somewhere else with even more force.
Right.
So the book suggests that instead of like battling anxiety, we try to like befriend it.
Befriend anxiety. That sounds kind of counterintuitive, but I'm starting to see how it might work within this IFS framework.
Yeah, it's about shifting from that fear and resistance to curiosity and compassion.
Right.
Like, what is this anxiety trying to tell me? What does this part of me need? And, you know, even before diving into like that deeper exploration, Bernstein recommends this simple breathing technique to help calm the nervous system.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one. It's 2 quick inhales through the nose, followed by 1 long exhale through the mouth. Exactly. And a great tool for bringing that like initial sense of grounding and calm before you even start to check in with the part that's feeling anxious.
I love that the book offers these like really practical tools.
Yes.
Alongside the deeper like philosophical concepts.
It makes it so much more accessible and applicable to our everyday lives.
Right. And speaking of practical applications,
yeah,
there's another chapter in the book that I found like incredibly fascinating.
Okay.
The one about the connection between physical pain and our emotional parts.
Oh, yeah. This is where things get really interesting.
Like, the book calls these like body parts.
Yeah.
And suggests that, you know, chronic pain or physical conditions can sometimes be a manifestation of unprocessed emotions or trauma.
It's almost like our bodies are trying to communicate with us.
Right.
Like sending signals that, you know, something needs attention on an emotional level.
Yeah. Bernstein shares her own experience with jaw tension and how she discovered that it was linked to like unprocessed grief. It's like her body was literally like holding on to that sadness.
Yeah. And this isn't to say that we should, you know, dismiss medical treatment or diagnoses.
Right.
But I think the book really highlights the importance of exploring the emotional roots of pain.
Yeah.
Alongside any, you know, traditional medical approaches.
Like a more holistic view of healing.
Yes.
You know, recognizing that our physical and emotional well-being are like deeply interconnected.
And sometimes, you know, addressing the emotional pain can actually lead to relief on the physical level as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's this powerful story in the book about Bernstein's husband, Zach, who was, you know, initially pretty skeptical of IFS.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one.
Yeah.
Zach was dealing with some like pretty intense back pain.
Right.
And through a check-in session with his body part, he ended up like experiencing relief.
Yes.
From both the physical pain and years of self-judgment he'd been carrying.
It's an incredible example of how IFS can lead to like unexpected breakthroughs on multiple levels.
Okay, so we've talked about exiles, protectors, anxiety, and even the connection between, you know, our emotions and physical health.
Yeah.
But there's another category of parts that the book delves into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a topic that can feel a bit heavier.
Yeah.
And those are the firefighters.
Yeah.
Firefighters, these are the parts that like really go all out to protect us, even if it means resorting to some pretty intense behaviors.
Yeah, and Bernstein is so open and honest about her own struggles with addiction. You know, both to substances and to codependency.
Mm-hmm.
And she really frames these experiences through this IFS lens, you know, showing how even these like seemingly destructive parts are actually trying to help.
It's like they're trying to like put out the fire of our pain, but sometimes end up using, you know, gasoline instead of water?
That's such a good analogy, and she brings in this quote from Gabor Mate, who said, instead of asking why the addiction, ask why the pain.
Ooh.
And that really resonated with me because it points to, like, those deeper roots of these firefighter tendencies.
It's not about judging ourselves for these behaviors.
Right.
But rather, like, understanding where they come from and what they're trying to protect us from.
Exactly. And that's where I think self-compassion becomes so crucial. Mm. The book emphasizes that, like, as we connect with these firefighter parts and understand their intentions, we can start to release the shame and blame that often surround these behaviors.
And she even shares an anecdote about, like, facilitating a check-in with her husband's back pain.
Oh, yeah.
Which led to this, like, spontaneous moment of self-forgiveness for him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a great example of how IFS can help us to, like, heal on multiple levels.
Right, and it highlights that interconnectedness, you know, between our physical and emotional and even our spiritual well-being.
Right.
You know, it's not just about addressing the symptoms, but going deeper to understand the root causes.
And one thing that really, really struck me was this idea that we often replace one firefighter with another.
Mm-hmm.
So Bernstein talks about how when she quit drugs, she became addicted to work.
Oh, wow.
It's like our system is always trying to find ways to protect us, even if those ways aren't always, you know, healthy.
It's a cycle that so many people experience, but the book offers a way out through, you know, this IFS process by, like, developing a relationship with these firefighter parts, offering them compassion.
Right.
We can start to break free from those patterns.
Yeah. And the book goes beyond just, like, healing those wounded parts and firefighters, you know.
Yeah.
It also explores how we can cultivate self-trust and become more aligned with that, like, wise, compassionate core of ourselves, the self.
Yeah. Bernstein really emphasizes that the self is not something we have to create or achieve.
Right.
It's already within us, you know, like an inner compass guiding us towards wholeness.
And she provides this, like, really simple yet powerful piece of advice.
Okay.
Commit to at least 5 minutes a day of, like, checking in with a part.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
It might sound like a small thing, but that consistent practice can really have this ripple effect throughout our lives.
Totally. The more we connect with our parts, the more we strengthen that connection to our core self.
Mm, exactly. It's like building a muscle, right?
Yeah.
The more we use it, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we cultivate that self-trust, we become more resilient, yeah, more compassionate, and more empowered to, like, create the life we truly desire.
Yes. And it's not about, you know, becoming perfect, but about showing up in the world with more authenticity and connection.
Bernstein shares examples of how this practice has impacted her relationships and her leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about personal growth in isolation, you know?
Right.
It's about, like, bringing that awareness and compassion into all areas of our lives.
Totally.
And the book concludes with Bernstein's own journey toward self-trust and how she was able to let go of this controlling part that she had struggled with for years.
Wow.
It's a powerful reminder that this work is a process.
Yeah.
And it's a process that's available to all of us.
Well, I think this has been such a great deep dive into self-help, you know, from exiles and firefighters to the power of self-compassion and that check-in process.
Yeah, it's such a rich and insightful book. You know, it offers this really fresh perspective on self-help and personal growth.
If you're intrigued by these ideas, I would highly encourage you to check out the book. You know,
yeah,
it's filled with so many more stories and practical tools that we didn't even have time to get into today.
And if this deep dive has sparked your curiosity about IFS,
yeah,
you know, there are so many resources available,
yeah,
to continue learning and exploring.
Totally. You can find more information about IFS therapy workshops and even online communities.
This deep dive has definitely left me wanting to learn more and to continue this journey of, like, getting to know all the different parts of myself.
Me too.
And I have a feeling, you know, we'll be revisiting these concepts in future deep dives as well.
I think so too.
So until next time, happy exploring.